This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is one of the great seminal Atlanta events. I always enjoy our conversations about the Atlanta Boat Show.
I'm looking forward to this conversation, Todd. It's always fun to be thinking that it's almost warm enough to be out on the water.
Well, you know, as I look out my window, I see a very, very frozen lake. So this will be... This will be a great conversation to kind of get me dreaming about what's coming down the road in a couple months. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Kevin Murphy. He is the show manager for the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for making time to join us. Happy New Year to you. Before we get into our conversation about the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show, take a few quick seconds, Kevin. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I've been managing boat shows for 25 years for the National Marine Manufacturers Association, and primarily in the sailing industry, believe it or not. But 2 years ago, I took over the Atlanta show for a colleague of ours who moved down to spend more time on the Miami show, and I've had nothing but good fun in the Atlanta market. What an incredible show and a delight to be part of it.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about this year's Atlanta Boat Show.
We're celebrating 55 years this year. We have some promotions based on that 55-year anniversary. The show has over 600 boats, ranging in size from 6-foot dinghies to 50-foot offshore cruisers. It has a variety of ski boats, pontoon boats, cruising boats, a couple of sailboats thrown in there, and just about anything you can imagine to get out in the water and have fun.
Yeah, sounds great. And congratulations on the 55th. I've been to my share of boat shows over the years. Anything new this year that we should be looking forward to?
Well, there's a couple of things, one of which is the sailboats. We haven't had sailboats in that show for a long time, and we're happy to announce that we have a 35-foot Beneteau, which doesn't seem like much, but in this market and in this show, it's a big deal. So we're excited about that. We also have about 10 smaller sailboats ranging in size from 8 to 14 feet and a good variety of educational seminars so that if you're an experienced boater or a new boater, we have seminars for you. We will teach you how to catch a big fish. We'll teach you how to sail, or we'll teach you how to fix your boat. We have a lot of things going on and a lot of new technologies and new boat models to introduce at the show. So we're really excited about what we have on display this year.
That's really exciting. I love sailboats. I'd like to come see some of those. But I guess I was looking at the site earlier today and was surprised to see that the show features a lot more than boats, which makes sense. So, you know, what are some of the other things that will be on display for people to look at?
Well, the majority of the show is boats. There's a ton of different types of boats, but we do have some new stuff. We have the James Bond submarine. It was a car that they remodeled into a submarine. And it actually, the guy takes it out onto Lake Lanier and shows people that it'll actually stay afloat without taking water. So we're happy to have that for people to come and see. We have a sailing simulator where whether you're a new sailor or have never sailed before, we'll put you in the simulator, which is actually a small sailboat on top of a large machine, and it mimics the wind and waves of the water so that we can actually give you a lesson on a small sailboat and make you think you're out on the water. We also have the hog trough, which is a 50-foot long tub filled with bass that we'll have guys fishing from and teaching you what type of lures to use, teaching you how to cast, and teaching you best ways to catch some of these fish. We also have some classroom sailing seminars, and we have Fred's Shed, which is the do-it-yourself area with engines and generators and different components of boats, where they'll sit there and show you how to change your oil or check your generator and check the wiring and things like that.
That sounds great. That is so much more than just boats. That's exciting. So, all right, so Kevin Murphy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Kevin Murphy, show manager of the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show. So, Kevin, you mentioned at the top half of the show that both veteran boat owners and frankly, rookies and novices like me are probably welcome at this event. Any advice you can share? So someone who's long owned craft and they know probably pretty specifically what they're going to the show to find and look for and all that. But for the person like me who's never actually owned a boat or any kind of craft like that, how do you, it can be overwhelming, I suspect. Any counsel you can share for both of those classifications?
Yeah, sure. What a great question. For the boat owner that's had a boat for a long time, this is an amazing show for new products. One of the things that the dealers in the Atlanta area or state of Georgia really offer is all of the latest and newest product. So if you've owned your boat for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, or even 5 years, and you love it, but you want something new, you can see it at the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show. We have more boat debuts and new model launches than most shows out there. And I'm sure more new boat debuts than any other show around the area. So you could see the latest models, the latest technologies, and all the newest designs at the show. So that's for the guy that has a boat, may want to trade up, or maybe he just wants to sit in on one of the do-it-yourself seminars at Fred Shedd to learn how to change his oil or change his spark plugs, save a couple dollars from taking it to the marina to get it fixed. We offer all of that as well. So there's something to do for everyone. And, you know, going back to the new guy, one of the things that I enjoy most about the Atlanta Boat Show is the selection of boats. There is literally a boat for every type of boater: fishing boat, pontoon boat, cruising boat, wakeboard boat, ski boats, jet skis, you name it. Even if you don't know what you want, you come to the show and you can see just about every type of boat imaginable. And now we even have sailboats on display. So you might not even know you're a sailor, but we'll show you how to sail. We'll teach you how to sail, and we'll even put you in a sailboat if you think that's something you want to do, because we have different brands of sailboats on display too. So really, between all the new boat debuts and all the seminars and all the product on site and on sale, there is really something for everybody at the show.
So I'm just thinking about all the different things you've told us that are going on at the show. And I know there's, you know, educational sessions. You can fish for bass. You can do all this stuff. How do you have enough time to do it all? Do you need to register for any of it? How does that work? Just first come, first served?
Well, really, there's enough room in all the seminars for as many people as want to attend. There is no charge for the seminars once you pay for your ticket price to get in the show. We have hourly seminars all day, all 4 days, in all categories: fishing, sailing, and the do-it-yourself seminars. We also have boating safety seminars presented by the Coast Guard. So you could literally spend a day, 2 days, or even the whole weekend attending seminars. The offerings are so great.
That sounds great. And I so respect the fact that part of the learnings that you can get there is the maintenance side of this thing, which is obviously so critical to the long-term care and love of your boat. So, and then the safety, Carol, man, you guys know that would be important to me. So that's great stuff. All right. So Kevin, as we wrap this thing up, let's get into all the important details. So what are the exact dates? Where is it located? How do you get tickets? Do you have any ticket promotions we should be aware about? Give us all that information.
Great. The dates are January 12 to 15. The show opens on Thursday at 11 a.m., closes at 8 p.m., same hours on Friday, 10 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday. You can get tickets online at a discount before the show opens at atlantaboatshow.com. We also have a new promotion this year, 5 After 5, on Thursday and Friday. For all the people downtown that might want to hang around and see the show, you come after 5 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. We'll sell you a ticket for $5. We'll valet park your car for $5. We'll have special drink prices at $5 a piece. And we'll be offering the first 55 people after 5 p.m. a free four-hour rental of a pontoon boat, celebrating our 55-year anniversary. Now, I dare you to try to say that all in one sentence.
Well, I tell you, it's the best value in town, Carol. Goodness gracious, that's what a great deal. That's what, and like I said at the top of the show, what a great event. So, Kevin, sounds like it's going to be a great event. I appreciate you all's continued efforts to deliver such a fine event for Atlanta's boaters. So, appreciate that. One last time, Kevin, before we let you go, where do people go to get all this information in one place?
AtlantaBoatShow.com.
All right. Kevin Murphy, the show manager for the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show. Kevin, thanks again for joining us and good luck with this great show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Kevin Murphy, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you very soon on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.